across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're joined by George from Professional Music Technology on East Road / Burley Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Did you walk over here?
I did indeed.
In the rain? Is it still raining?
It is a little bit. Yeah. I got wet feet.
Oh, well. That's probably got away with it, to be honest, if it was just wet feet. Thank you for coming in and thank you for getting in touch with us as a store. It's nice to have somebody reach out to us and ask us to promote something. You're here to tell us about an open mic night that you're, a regular open mic night that you're starting.
Yeah.
But let's talk about PMT and the store first. So people who don't know, Professional Music Technology, PMT as it is for short, is a music instrument and PA system retailer.
Yeah, so we cover
one-stop shop really for
just about everything really, and if you can't see it in there, just give us a shout, we'll probably be able to grab it for you.
Okay.
DJ stuff, lighting, guitars, bass amps, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and as you said, PA.
Yeah,
so yeah, kind of a one-stop shop for anybody who wants to come in and grab some stuff. I mean, a lot of people who play at the Blue Moon, which is just around the corner from here, often in tram depot, occasionally see people from the junction.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You're quite well situated in that sense then, I guess.
Yeah, East Road's a nice place, being right next to ARU. We were at the Freshers' Fair the other day
and
had a big response there, so that was fantastic.
And
instantly saw a lot of students pouring down, so it's really great. It feels like there's a lot of growth going on.
Mm.
In this area of what we do, in Cambridge. And I think there's a huge amount of creativity in the area. I think it helps having two universities or more, in the same place.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the history of the company itself?
So it's about 25, 30 years old. It's founded by two chaps down in Southend-on-Sea, Simon and Terry. And they basically grew it. It's still run by the same two guys.
Mm-hmm.
From Southend to Romford, I think, was the next one. And then after that, Oxford. I could have that the wrong way around. And then Birmingham, where I used to work before I came to Cambridge. And then from there, it's kind of just exploded across the UK. 15 sites and an online presence as well. But still very much sort of integrated in the local scenes, and I think it's vital for what we do to be part of the local areas, otherwise we're just another face in the crowd, some of the purely online based guys. And if we're not part of the local area, then what's your incentive to come see us? Why bother having a shop?
Hence
the integration with the community, with the open mic night and some of the other things that we've been doing recently.
Is it important to you to have a bricks and mortar shop and that experience, and people come in and try things out rather than just buying them online?
I think the business prides itself on that, to be quite honest. If you can't fully experience playing an instrument,
you
could order it and send it back, but it's part of the theatre of the store as well. It's always been sort of subtitled the House of Rock. It's not exclusively what we do, but that in-store theatre, the sort of, I remember the first time I walked into a PMT store and I was just blown away by everything that was in there. There was a guitar spinning off the ceiling. There was a huge wall of guitars, and people still say that even coming into the Cambridge store, which is smaller than Birmingham where I used to work. And they're still blown away by the range that we have and the fact that they can just, have a hands-on experience, because we're very much, we're not one of these people, we're one of these stores where you can't look at anything, you can't touch anything. If you want to play something, ask. We'll get it down for you. We'll set you up with it.
For a musician, it must be like being a toy store or kind of,
Well, that's the idea, and I think that's the feeling that we want to create, is that these aren't things that are just on the wall, to just be looked at, or to sort of put a barrier between the musician or the person who wants to learn to play and the instrument. Would like to get it in your hands.
The feel of it must be really important, actually.
Yeah.
Because everyone has maybe a preference, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like cars, you couldn't really buy a car without driving it.
No.
If you could, I think... Well, if you did, I think you'd probably not necessarily make the wisest choice. And it's the same thing, And I think it's the experience of actually maybe playing something you can't necessarily afford right now, because we're very much, as long as you're careful with it, we'll let you play it.
Yeah. I've spent many times in that store with bands. I don't play an instrument myself. But you go in there and they just, you know, pick up a guitar and, you know, you've got amps around. You say your staff will set people up with them and they'll just fiddle away with it. And it's great. It's like a toy shop for musicians. And all the staff that you have there are all very passionate about music, a lot of the musicians themselves.
Yeah, so, I mean, we were talking about a sort of mutual acquaintance of ours, Max, who plays in about four or five bands. Mm. I myself play in a band regularly. We are rehearsing next weekend, so it's a long drive back to Birmingham. My colleague Miles plays in two or three. He's an excellent drummer. Jake currently isn't playing with anyone. All these names are meaningless, but you can come in and meet us, and then we can put faces to names. And, yeah, excellent guitar player, and, you know, fantastic. And sadly, we now no longer have Chris, but Chris will always be a part of the family, and he was a fantastic keyboard player as well.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So people really know what they're talking about, so they can ask you anything.
Absolutely. That's the idea, and that's the point of it. You know, obviously, there is the odd occasion when you might not instantly know exactly how many sounds this, you know, one really obscure keyboard may have, but, you know, we'll go on a learning journey together and get you where you want to be.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the store side of things. And so the main thing you come in to tell us about is an open mic event that you're running now at the Tram Depot.
Yes.
And the first one is tomorrow?
It is indeed. So we've left this kind of last minute, but hey, you know, that's just musicians for you, I guess.
So what's the idea behind setting up this event?
Well, our London store, Central London store, have really, really made a massive thing of it. It's flown for them. And we just kind of want to get on that action. You know, it's great to see that we've managed to stimulate, you know, the community there. Why can't we do it here? It seems like such a waste, as, again, we're you know, Cambridge being a big uni town with a lot of musicians in it. We're seeing a lot of musicians pass through the store. We're seeing a lot of people who want to get up and play, and a lot of people who perhaps aren't necessarily in a position to go out gigging yet, but have a lot of talent and have a lot of gear. And not just that, but already we've had a couple of manufacturers sort of come to us and say, how about we tie up with you for this, so they can bring down some instruments and interesting things that you wouldn't normally get to necessarily play at open mic night.
Okay.
And some giveaways and things like that. They're on the horizon. I haven't had anything confirmed just yet, but I know that we're definitely talking to two of them for two of these dates that are coming up, which will be really fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little bit different to your normal open mic night.
Yeah, I was going to say... I mean, there's quite... I mean, not that there's competition, because the more the merrier, really, but there are quite a lot of open mic nights in Cambridge already. But it's good that there are more, because there never can be enough opportunities for musicians to perform. So this is a monthly thing, initially.
Yep. So at the moment, we've got four scheduled up till Christmas. I'm trying to read over your shoulder, because I can't remember exactly when they are, other than tomorrow. So you might have to read that out for me.
23rd of October, 20th of November, 18th of December. So it sounds like they're all, what, third Wednesday of the month?
Yeah, something like that. I think we had to shift the December one, because I think the third Wednesday fell exactly on Christmas. And we're dedicated, but not
that dedicated.
Quite that dedicated.
Fair enough. So if you're interested in playing, you'd give you a call, contact you and book a slot in advance.
Yeah, so you can either pop into the store and see us. You can join our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/PMT Cambridge. If you're not familiar with or don't want to type out the URL, just come up to our shop window. There's a QR code. You can just scan it with your phone. You don't even have to speak to us. Mm. But you can get involved that way. There's posters everywhere. I'm sure that we'll be able to fit people in on the night as well. It's not, you know, again, with a House of Rock, it's not going to be dreadfully formal. You know, we're 30 seconds over and you're off. So, absolutely. But yeah, come in and see us. You can drop us an email. You can drop us a line via phone. Or if you're already in the Facebook group, just drop us something in there and let us know if you'd like to join in. We've had quite a few people sign up so far, but great. The more the merrier. I'm looking forward to it.
Brilliant.
I think a few of us are going to get up and do something as well.
Yeah. Well, you should form a little band, in-store band, and perform on this.
Yeah. We did do something relatively interesting a couple of Sundays back after hours. So we'll see how well that pans out live.
Cool. So it starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Tram Depot.
Does indeed. Yes.
Cool. And if you want to get in touch, the number for the store is 01223 300324, so you can pop into the store and you'll send an email, get in touch that way. Thank you for coming in, telling us about it.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted with progress.
Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Develops, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.